Justice Sisi Kambembe chaired the Commission of Inquiry into the deadly fire in Marshalltown in August of 2023 that saw 76 people losing their lives in a fire in a building that was never zoned for residential purposes. And at the time of the deadly blaze, it had a high prevalence of crime. This was first part of a report that was handed over to the Gauteng Premier, that's Panyaza Lusufi, where she writes, the building was vandalized by the removal and sale of the cash of the steel reinforcement material supporting the columns, pillars and slabs. The City of Joburg and the Johannesburg Property Company never attended to repairs and maintenance of the building and effectively abandoned it since 2019. She said the building showed signs of disrepair and danger to life and property and became liable to be demolished. The question, broader question to ask, what should be done about problematic buildings and abandoned buildings in the City of Joburg? Joining me on the line now is Secretary General of the Inner City Federation, Siyabonga Mahlangu. Siyabonga, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning, how are you, Africa?
I'm very well, thank you very much. I hope you are well as well this Tuesday morning. Before we talk about what should be done to a growing list of abandoned and problematic buildings in Joburg, I'm not sure if you've had sight of the first part of the report handed over to the Premier in Gauteng, but what is your reaction to some of the reporting about that report?
I think the findings in the report, they are very good because they are mentioning who has to be held accountable for what happened at just in this building, and also what needs to be done by the City of Johannesburg in terms of preventing some such incident not to happen. So we can say clearly said that the Commission is doing a great job so far.
All right. What should be the important aspects we need to take, not only with regards to this building, but the broader problem of abandoned buildings in Johannesburg?
I think every resident that residing in this building, they should take a caution of a safety hazard. They should notice what needs to be fixed in the building, and they must not wait for the owner, because the owners of this building, they are nowhere to be found. They should try their best to fix what they can fix. And also, they should continue raising a hand and blowing a whistle to the city and say, we are here, we need your assistance.
Who should be doing this, Siyabonga?
The owners of the property should maintain the properties, but we know that they are nowhere to be found, but the city should intervene on the earlier stage to assist the resident, because the City of Johannesburg, remember, they've got a constitutional obligation to perform when it comes to housing, when it comes to a safer environment. So we can't shy away and say, no, they can't service the private building. They have to, because it's their constitutional mandate to do so, so that the people, they will have a proper access to adequate housing.
I suppose it does highlight a slightly bigger problem, right, where the access to those buildings should not be as easily and freely available, right? That is ultimately private property that is owned by whoever owns those buildings. Granted, those buildings now are abandoned by the owners, but the buildings do not belong to the City of Joburg, and they certainly do not belong to the people occupying them.
Yes, but the city can use their own bylaws to make sure that the buildings are safer. They've got bad building bylaws. They know what to do when it comes to bad buildings. And also, the city can take those buildings and then turn them to like RDP or a low rental housing. So they've got so many options that they can work on to make sure that those buildings, they are safer. But it's just that, you know, they will use that term and say, we can't say this is a private building. But remember, what caused that those buildings to become bad building, it's because the city, they will start by disconnecting the basic services. So remember, once you don't have got water and electricity, the condition of the building automatically changes.
Do we have any idea what the latest number is of the number of buildings that are problematic and abandoned in Johannesburg?
Even though we can't have an exact number, but as the Inner City Federation, we are assisting people that are residing in this building. I think the building that we are assisting on, there are about 76 buildings.
Let me confirm that number. 76 is the number of buildings in the city of Joburg which are abandoned or problematic and are being occupied illegally, effectively, by people residing in those buildings.
Yes, but we are speaking about the ones that Inner City Federation works with. There are some other ones that we don't know, that we are not aware of, but the ones that we know and we show off, there are 76.
And what, when you say you work with, what does that mean exactly, Siyabonga?
It means that we are organizing in those buildings. We are saying to them, guys, let us try to maintain the buildings. Guys, let us make sure that these buildings are safer. We are also defending. There is some pending evictions on those buildings. Other buildings, they are city-owned. Others, they are privately owned. So we are assisting the communities to have access to housing, because those buildings, they are only homes that they have. And those buildings, they are the only homes that protect them from the danger of the street.
Yeah, I do hear that. And I certainly speak from a position of privilege where I do have my own home where I can be safe and secure and be out of the elements. We are going into winter. It's going to be brutal, no doubt. But I keep on going back to, was it August of 2023 in Marshalltown, when those scores of people died, unnecessarily so. And I fully appreciate that what you're doing as Inner City Federation is to help make sure that we don't have conditions as experienced in Usindi, so in those 76 buildings. But there has to be a different way of doing this. Don't you agree, Siyabonga? We cannot pile in like sardines, desperate people who are desperate for accommodation and, I suppose, economic opportunities in the city of Joburg to live in conditions of this nature.
Yes, but remember, the issue is that we are in this stage. How did we end up there? And then who has to rescue us as the desperate and poor people from the situation that we are in? Obviously, it's local and provincial and national government that has to rescue us as the poor people from the situation that we find ourselves in. But they are not coming to the party and assist. I can make an example. Here in Johannesburg, we've got ESP, of which it's expanded the social package. The people will go to city and register for that. What does that mean? Those people, they need help, but no one comes forward and assists them. They are not getting their benefit from that ESP. We don't know who is benefiting from that ESP. As the people that are supposed to benefit, they are not benefiting. But at the end of the day, the duty of making sure that the people, they are safe and the people, they are having access to adequate housing, lies with the provincial, national, and local government.
All right, we'll leave it there, Siyabonga. Thank you very much for your time. Siyabonga Mahlangu, Secretary General of the Inner City Federation, the federation helping to look after 76 abandoned buildings in Johannesburg that are currently occupied by individuals desperate for shelter. Love to hear your thoughts, your reflections on 021-446-0567 or 011-883-0702.